Robin, do not start. Oh, do not start, please. Yeah, I just turned my shit on Do Not Disturb because the minute I get busy, I don't want to start. I'm not gonna just, I ain't heard from this nigga since we were in Texas. Man, you, it's a customer. But I met him through somebody, so I don't even have this man number saved on my phone. Just text me out the blue like, hey, you mobile? Can I get your number to somebody else for some edibles? Who the fuck is this? Before I tell you yes, give, who are you?
Let's start there.
Please start there. Okay. Who are you? How did you get
everybody, Robin in here checking in. We back in the purple room with it, y'all. Listen, this just goes to show y'all how close me and my guest is, because we'll just literally have whole conversation about some whole other shit. Don't matter. Doesn't matter. Y'all are already checking in. You know this is the hottest podcast, voted Chicago's top podcast of 2023. And today in the purple room, I got my girl, none other than Miss Chemistry in the building.
Yo, what the word? Pillow Pop Podcast listener.
Okay.
It's your favorite treat, Big D, not the little one. You hear me? Host of In These Streets, assistant manager of P World Management, manager of Empire Radio Club, head of media and bookings for Richbound ENT, and a whole bunch of other shit. Okay. You hear me? So if you don't know me, you will.
Okay, absolutely. We got to give it up for my girl, period. Period. Okay. I always love to make sure that I connect with other media girls. You know, I feel like there's always this fake competition. Well, there be real competition.
It really is.
But
be real.
There's always this aura like we can collab and, you know, we can work with each other. We can, you know, be on each other's platform. So I'm really happy, first off, you know, that me and Chemistry linked up the way that we did ever since we met.
Because I really felt like they was trying to keep us apart.
You know?
I ain't going to say no names.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It's crazy because we literally run in some of the same circles.
Yeah.
But I really feel like they was trying to keep us apart because a lot of people they're not genuine with trying to work together. It's always a motive. You feel me? And I genuinely just want to work with people because I firmly believe that teamwork make the dream work.
Absolutely.
But you gotta pay attention to who on your team.
Absolutely, definitely. Well, I'm happy that you wasn't none of those, you know, sleazy, grimy people. You know what I'm saying? Skirt to the left.
You know?
And we was able to link up. And now I'm happy that I know another media person that's really doing some amazing things.
Thank you.
You know, you have many titles. She just ran them down real quick. But we're going to dive into each of those so that people can kind of get some tips on maybe how they can, you know, achieve media to that success. Because there's something I'm always willing to learn. You know what I'm saying? I've already learned so much from you, you know, over these months. For
Thank
real.
You.
I've already learned so much, and I hope to learn more, and I want my people to learn more. Come on, Pillow Talk Nation. Come on, Pillow Talk. Come on, Pillow Talk Nation.
Because
okay?
I've definitely been watching. Now, the only difference that I would say from me and a lot of people in media is I always knew, like, I wanted to be in media. I was that kid that made mixtapes off the radio with the tapes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to be that person. Like, how they meet the stars?
Yeah.
I knew that. But I didn't go to school for this shit.
Okay.
I literally dove headfirst into this pool with no floaties, no nothing. And I've been watching you, and I've been learning from you, because there are things that I missed out not going to school. But being close to you, and you're not the type of person to try to, you know what I'm saying, gatekeep
right.
or pocket it. I'm literally just watching what you're doing, how you move in certain things, and even using some of that and applying it to what I'm already doing. I'm just a fly-by-night type. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So media was made for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to walk in the room, and the very person that you're looking at and be like, no, I ain't going to go talk to him. You're going to look up, and I'm going to be standing over there talking to him.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So
I've seen it.
So it's just like, I'm a people person, so I felt like media was always for me. But I bounced around, you know what I'm saying, doing a bunch of shit that I wasn't supposed to be doing.
Okay, so what was the moment then for you where you really took media seriously?
Okay, so media was actually a doorway that opened from my first business, Delectable Doja.
Okay, bro.
I started making edibles when my father got sick. He was brought home on hospice. Well, no, I'm lying. I started making edibles about 6 months before he even came home. I was dealing with the demise of my father, who was my closest parent. I'm a daddy's girl. And to keep my mind off of it, I started making edibles. I knew what weed did for me, you know what I'm saying? After I was one of them people that said I would never smoke weed. But I knew what it did for me emotionally, how it helped calm me. It helped me level out my thoughts sometimes. And my father was dealing with dementia. So if it can do that for me, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to help him. He was already on medicine majority of my life, and that's what led him to dementia and pancreatic cancer. So when they sent him home on hospice with this box, I had already been making edibles like 6 months. I started treating him like his hospice. It kept him calm. It helped him transition peacefully. Like, it wasn't no fights. It wasn't no normal, typical dementia behavior. It was eliminated. And I didn't want him taking that medicine anymore. So we just did the edibles. And after seeing how much peace it brought him and knowing how much peace it brought me, I just felt like I wanted to bring that type of peace to the world. So I linked up, you know what I'm saying, with somebody that was in school for media. And I started moving around with her. And initially, I was just promoting edibles. But when people started seeing how genuine my connections was coming, and for me to, in a sense, at that time, to really be a nobody in the field, and for my connections to be taking me here and up there, and it was like, why you not doing this?
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. Let me see. And now we're here.
We love a good origin story. Yes. Shout out to your father, you know, rest in peace to him. He seemed like he was an amazing man. He raised an amazing daughter and instilled a lot in you. But I love how initially you started that out, you know, helping somebody. You did it just on some, I want to help my father. And then it became a business, which is great. I don't know if you guys have ever had the edibles.
Ain't none like it in the city. I'm telling you.
I didn't even get to tell you when I got the whoop-de-woo last time. I had ate half and I fell asleep. Shout out to my boo. I was at my boo house. And he came back, and I was just dead in the bed.
Dude,
I don't even remember falling asleep.
It bring you that
laptop
peace.
In my lap. Just sleep. Just dead. And they taste good, too. You know, a lot of people make edibles, and they be tasting real gritty and too much like weed. But your shit tastes amazing. Sweet.
I love it. I love it. But I will say this. Even I, because that was something that I bragged about all the time. But even I have came across, you feel me, some batches where I couldn't shake the taste at all. Like, don't get me wrong, they still bad because they know what it's gonna do.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might catch a wrong batch and it just it throw it out. But don't worry about that, because when the right batch come back around, ain't even gonna taste it.
Thanks. No, it's fine, it's fine. I definitely rock with that. Entrepreneur woman, okay? Many skills. So you did that led you to media, and so you took that dive, and you have, you know, Indie Streets and a lot of other things in media that you're really a part of. So out of all those things, what do you feel like was the one that really, like, put you in that media bag? Because you do a lot in media already.
Okay, so I feel like it the media part was established before I even really got into it. I was doing a lot of work behind the scenes with the first situation that I was working with. It didn't go too well. That's why it was a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I was doing a lot of work behind the scenes and just being myself, you know, going out to the clubs, to the showcases, checking talent, networking, and bringing people in to the platform. And long story short, a motherfucker ain't keep up with their end of the deal. And I was like, if I can do this for this platform and make a motherfucker so big-headed that they feel like they don't even need me, what can I do for myself?
Yeah.
So I jumped in, and it was about a year going around, and I honestly feel like people saw what I was capable of before I did. And I was seen as a threat, so a lot of people tried to push me out. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really know how to start it, but I had a few connections with a few people who did.
Yeah.
But it took them motherfuckers about a year, you feel me, to even be like, okay, let's try to give you a run. I started working with Loud Money Radio, hosting Loud Money Radio. And after about 6 months, you know, it was just like, okay, I'm ready to do this on my own. And even with Loud Money Radio, the whole thing with that, it was to bring more eyes to the platform. I will never take anything from anybody, you know, what they were doing. But you will never downplay what I do. And I can honestly say any platform that I have ever worked with, I have brought some of the biggest names they have ever sat down with.
Talk your shit. Like, talk your shit.
So, and you know what I'm saying? It get offensive sometimes because it's like, you know, this is what I'm doing. But yet you still trying to play me like this is not what I'm doing. So let me go over here and just do this for myself because I'm not going to downplay me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give me my flowers and do what I'm supposed to do. So, in these streets, that's my baby. That is my baby. I love my show. It started as a podcast. But when I left Loud Money Radio, I wanted to stay in radio. So I then brought In These Streets over to Empire Radio Club, where I am the manager. Yes. Shout out DJ Swag. That's my brother.
Big Perk.
I don't know. He'll feel me. And it was just up from there. Now, with In These Streets, I started to build a small team around me, you know, my camera team. And shout out to the only one that's still left, 290 Mo. Make sure y'all book y'all.
290.
You hear me?
Pillow Talk Podcast is coming on there real soon.
You hear
too.
Me?
Real soon.
Like, y'all sleep on my motherfucking shooter. I almost had to catch myself. We uncensored
on this motherfucker.
Y'all sleep on my motherfucking shooter. Mo sits down with anybody. And if you ain't got it in the booth yet, you need to go ahead and get one. You feel me? Because them bitches going up. You know that red and black background ain't nothing but my shooter and Ducky Taco because he don't miss. Period.
Period.
And from there, it began to expand. After 290 Mo came on the team, and it wasn't even just him coming on my team. He made me a part of his team. I am the manager of production and distribution at Salahomie Mo Presents, which is his own label of how he worked with the artist. And even bringing In These Streets into radio, we're making some changes now. So In These Streets will actually be a client of Salahomie Mo Presents.
Ooh.
You feel me? We getting ready to get up there and get on Apple Music. Yes. I mean, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and stuff like that. I thank God for the people that he's putting around me, because I'm learning different things. And these are all things that the people that I started with knew. Mm. But they knew if they gave me that information, I'd fuck around and outrun them.
Wow.
You feel me? Yeah. So, but that's not how I operate. I don't give if we got on the same jersey. If you outrun me across that line beforehand, it don't matter to me because we still won. We on the same team. And that's what I don't understand about people. But yeah, anyway, back to the team. Yeah, we got Pearl. I know Pearl from a past experience in my life, but I didn't know her personally at the time. Mm-hmm. After that situation did what it did, moving around, I run into an artist that she manages. And when I saw her name, I knew, like, I didn't know her personally, but I knew somebody that can get me in contact with her. Mm-hmm. So I go through them, I meet with Pearl, we link and lock in. Mm-hmm. So she pulled me in on P World Management, and I'm her assistant manager. You know, if she can't make it, I'm supposed to be out there meeting shows with the guys, things like that. Really more so on the media side, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But like interviews, shit like that. Like even before I started working for the team, I was booking the guys on the podcast that I was working on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what I do. After that, I don't want to skip nobody. I think that's everybody. And I got to shout out my girl, PK. I met PK almost 2 years ago, and she was the first person to ever book me. Mm. She paid me to provide edibles for a video that she shot, but also allowed me to be in the video. So that was like my first, you know, shout out PK with the Counting Me Out video featuring Sinatra and Corey Ether. You know what I'm saying? That was my first time.
Shout out to Corey Ether. Shout out to Gang.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Corey Ether. Because I've crossed paths with him a couple of times. I didn't really know him like that until after the video shoot. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying, I done crossed paths with him. And then last but definitely not least, because I honestly feel like when it comes to this movement and getting around and getting this media stuff done, the Richbound ENT team.
Thanks.
It was one of the last teams that I joined. But me and Rich, we've been, you know what I'm saying, locked in, because Rich started off as simply one of my customers.
Mm.
You feel me? Just supporting. Now, I just so happened to go to a show that my cousin Church Mo threw. Shout out my cousin Church Mo. Y'all, everybody know Church Mo. And Rich was on the stage. Now, I got to tell this story. I got to tell the story because I already told it to him. So, now, my friend, Church Mo was liking my friend, you feel me?
Okay.
And she saw the flyer for Rich on Church Mo page. So she hits me up, and she's like, I need you to, you feel me, tap in with the Richbound dude. I'm like, who is Richbound? Because I hadn't even seen the flyer. And she was like, I seen him on Church Mo page. He performing at Church Mo show. And I was like, oh, okay. So now I get to the show, but I see Rich got a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even a disrespectful type. I was game because that's my best friend.
Right,
you feel me? I'm not even a disrespectful type. But I get there. Rich got a woman. Shout out Jen, my boo.
Shout out Jen.
You feel me?
Shout out Jen.
And so now I'm like, dude, I done walked up to this man and Jen come walking up. I'm like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. So I hit Rich with the, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? My friend told me about you. She like your music.
Period. We don't want no problems.
No problems. Rich knew I was lying because he didn't have a song out yet. He didn't have a song out yet. I put my right hand to God. Rich didn't drop, I remember, till like 8 months after that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I literally just told him this story maybe like a week and That's a half funny. Ago. But that moment right there, you know what I'm saying? It built. He bought edibles for me that night, and he just kept buying them, kept buying them, kept buying them. And then Rich was one of them. Everybody know Rich don't play about no money. Mm-hmm. He don't play about no money.
What about that money?
But I was one of the only people who would slip past in them events, you know what I'm saying, with my shit without paying a vendor's fee type shit. And he never tripped, none of that. Now, fast forward, that's my big brother. And I say that because Rich is one of the only men outside of people that I was related to that made me feel protected, made me feel like they cared about me, made me feel like they cared about my elevation. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it was a no-brainer to join that team and try to do for him what he been doing for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know Rich is very enclosed.
Yeah.
He ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he need people like us that can work the rooms and, you know what I'm saying, get to know him. We need to weed out who really need to be talking
Facts.
To him. So I have no problem doing that because he showed me nothing but love and support, even though he knew I was lying when I first met
him. Lying your ass off.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to lie because, y'all, I'm not a liar.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was not finna disrespect his woman
in
like
that moment.
Like, at all. And You feel me?
But I definitely got to give shout-outs to Richbound, Richbound ENT, Richbound family. You know, he was on the show. I met him. He... You know, it was kind of like a random thing. You know what I'm saying? Rich came on the show. He brought Jen with him. Shout out to Jen. They came. And during the interview, Rich actually asked me to come to New York during our interview.
Look.
And I'm thinking he playing and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, nigga, I'm going to come. He was dead ass serious, y'all.
I turned down two trips
dead
before I went
serious.
On one. And not to say it like that, but it was, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
Now, because of my previous situations, when it came to the media, you know what I'm saying, I found myself trying to get back into what I needed. I spent and wasted a lot of money in areas that I could have just been putting into myself.
Facts, facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a selfish person, but sometimes you have to put self first.
Yeah, definitely.
So I turned down like two trips before I ended up going on one. The first trip I went on was South by Southwest, and then we went to New York right after. And I met my good sis.
Yes, we met in New York. So I have to give a shout-out again to Richbound.
Yes.
Because had it not been for him, I wouldn't have met chemistry.
You feel me?
You feel me? We wouldn't have locked in. And it was an amazing trip. That still, to me, is the best trip I've ever been on.
Ever.
And the biggest thing, I think, is I felt safe. We were literally strangers.
Strange. Nobody knew
You know what
each
I'm
other.
Saying? That's some of the wildest shit that I've ever done in my life. But he made me feel so comfortable in the interview. You feel me? Yeah. That I was like, okay, you know what? The things that we were doing there, you know, we went to go visit stuff. We went to the, what was it, the Day Summit. So it was like, we have, you know, media shit to do. So I was like, you know what?
Strip clubs.
Let me go. And we had a ball.
Man.
I mean, it was amazing. But we also built that bond. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay Marie. Shout out to Muffy.
Yes, sister.
Shout out to Key.
Sister Circle.
Shout out to y'all, man. We had a moment. We bonded up there. And I think, like, that really kind of reignited in me the possibility of building real relationships in media.
Yep.
Because I've been burnt, too, by a few people in media. I've been a part of teams that felt like I was too big to be a part of their team. You feel me?
And it's like, I don't even see that.
You know,
I don't even think I'm too big to be here.
And that's how they felt. But it is what it is. And now we locked in and we have a nice repertoire. You know, in the Chicagoland area, I feel like everybody that's in media, we all know each other or someone that knows somebody.
Yep.
So we all do bounce off each other, whether it be clients, people we interview, places we go to, events. You feel me? So like you were saying earlier, we all on the same team.
Trying to do the same thing, but... Y'all know how these folks get. Everybody want to be that one, and can't nobody put ego to the side. And I feel like I've lowered myself a lot because I'm one of those who can easily put ego to the side.
Yeah.
It's not until you really start trying to play on my intelligence that the ego even shows because I'm humble. I'm a team. I don't. If you need me to drive, that's what I'm going to do. If you need me to cook, that's what I'm going to do. Everybody can't be the star every night. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what people don't understand. Right. They don't understand that shit. But what you're not going to do is try to keep me here when I'm doing this. And then when the big shit comes, you want to keep me in the background.
Right.
We're not having that.
We ain't doing that shit.
I can work by myself. I can build relationships with other people. You know what I'm saying? That's literally what's going on now. I love doing media.
Yeah.
I love meeting people. Rich even opened my eyes to this. I always thought I was just like making conversation. But baby, when I meet a motherfucker, I'm grilling. What's your name? Where you from? And this is just me naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whole time I'm like, oh, I'm just making conversation. It's like, no, you're really interrogating them.
A little bit.
So it was like, okay, well, let me just do interviews because then they won't say nothing about them. You know what I'm
They'll
saying?
Be ready to do it.
They'll be ready.
Facts only. No, but I love that. Chemistry, you definitely are, you know, a people person, and, you know, you're transparent, you're honest. That's something that anybody can vibe with off bat. So, I mean, being in media, especially right now, being a Black woman in media, there's a lot of other factors that kind of come into play. I know there's things like I've dealt with, but I want to know personally from you, what are some crazy things that you kind of had to endure once you, you know, really got into the media bag? What are some crazy shits you have to kind of go through?
My shit ain't even really about, not to say about being a Black woman, it's because majority of the media that I do or the people that I know, majority of them are Black. Mm-hmm. So being Black wasn't the issue. Being fat was the issue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people think that because we in the industry, you got to look a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Your pictures got to look a certain way. Baby, I don't believe in none of that.
Thanks.
I don't believe in none of that. Not to say that it has never been a thought in my head. But I spent too much time learning to love myself for you to tell me I'm not good enough to love. So
absolutely,
you can eat the shit when you see me busting the same moves, fat and all, that you busting your ass in the gym to get these moves. When I say that's my biggest thing, people look at me crazy and they real life hate me because everything that they say you can't be in this industry, I am. Mm. And everything that they say that can't be, can't do, I do. So that was the biggest thing. And once people really got over that, you got no problem.
Come on, chemistry. Yeah. Come on. And, I mean, it's a lot of, skinny, ugly bitches. Let's
skinny,
keep it,
ugly.
Let's keep it 1,000.
Lose this stomach, but can you lose
you
the
can't
ugly?
Lose the, let's keep it 1,000, okay?
Like, my spirit
it's a lot
is
of y'all.
Beautiful, and
you know?
I don't care what my outside look like.
Yeah.
My character outweighs the physical every
and the
time.
Talent at the end of the day.
Thank you.
The networking, the capability of getting things done, organizing.
That's it.
The talent's there, and they're going to always look for that over the other shit. You might suck some dick, you know, because you Q-type shit, but, bitch, you can't even get shit together.
That's another thing. I'm not even going to say that to be funny. I got a lot, men and women are upset because I'm not fucking my way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's hella niggas that done tried to throw the dick at me, and a lot of people think that just because I'm a big girl that I'm going to jump on me. No, baby, I'm fat, not desperate.
Okay.
I'm fat.
Come on, chemistry.
Not ugly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come
I can
on.
Have, check my record. I can have
you
whatever I want.
The fuck?
I will put this poop on your nigga forehead and he will enjoy it. Like, that shit don't mean nothing to me. But motherfuckers feel like because that's what they have to do.
Exactly.
To get around. When I don't do it, you know what I'm saying? And they still see me busting moves, they hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They hate it to my first situation. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They fuck with women and men. And literally the situation went downhill after she approached me on some sexual shit. Like flat out drunk as hell was like, I want a girlfriend. Bitch, it ain't me.
The fuck? Take that loose put.
Okay. You feel what I'm saying? And it ain't me. And even dealing with that with a lot of men in the industry, they vibe with me in the beginning, but because I don't just jump on it, I don't dick ride them, I ain't one of the girls out here trying to fuck them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they got a problem with me. Like, all of a sudden. And it's you can have what you want to have. And not to say that I'm perfect, because yes, I be fucking. when I want to, yes, mm-hmm. I be fucking. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. But I don't mix business with pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to fuck around to work together.
Girl, come on.
We don't have to do that. What? We don't have to fuck around and work together. The work will actually turn out a little better if we're not fucking around. Because the minute you piss me off, ain't no work getting done.
And I'm happy you spoke on that. That's definitely one of the biggest things I deal with. I feel the same way. I'm happy I've never fucked or sucked a nigga. Because ain't no nigga paying for these purple walls. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You hear me?
Ain't no nigga paying for these purple walls. Ain't no nigga paying for that award neither. So I feel you with that. It's hard because sometimes you lose opportunity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you lose that moment because you didn't do that.
Well, and not to say that I think I'm better than anybody else. I just know I'm better than who I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people take that. They're intimidated by that. Mm-hmm. Oh, she feel like she don't have to do this, so she thinks she better than me. No, bitch, you think I'm better than you. Mm-hmm. I just know I'm better than who I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is, it's all for the birds. This shit is smoke and mirrors. Ain't none of this shit real anyway. I'm not wasting my time fucking on you for an opportunity that if I go this route, I can still get it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You ain't stopping shit.
Or something better.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's honestly what I feel like God has done in a lot of situations because I'm loyal. Mm-hmm. I'm wholehearted. So if I tell you we working together and I'm behind you, I'm working for your brand just as much as I'm working for mine.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people take that shit for granted. And they take that shit and they run with it. And God has spared me from situations that could possibly cause me to literally lose everything that he got for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me correct myself because this is a whole nother conversation. But everything the Creator has for me, we don't know what God is in all truth. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
God is, to me, God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. not a person that I can go, but the Creator has spared me from a lot of it. When I say losing everything, I don't got it all, Robin. Mm. Like, I chill. I be cool, you feel me? Because I know I don't got it all.
Yeah.
You play with me, I'm going to play too much. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? You take me left, I'm going to take
you
too far.
Don't play with chemistry.
You know what I'm saying? And I real life smile in my mugshot. Mm. What you trying to play with me?
Okay, we don't want that. We don't want none of them problems.
God done spared me from a lot of them situations where it literally could have went that way. Because once I get to a certain point and I feel like, okay, these motherfuckers ain't understand the words. You know, they not understanding what I'm saying. Actions speak louder than words. They gonna hit ease though. You feel me? Like,
we don't want no problems.
We don't want no problems. So it was very tough to deal with in the beginning because a lot of times I don't understand how people could play over somebody so genuine. Mm. You feel me? But now I understand just how needed it was because now that I know where I'm going and I'm actually on the road to where I'm going and busting my ass and working for not just me, but the people that have shown me, they support me like I support them. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get close to me because I already know what you want.
Yeah.
You're only here because you feel like I can make you better, but where's the mutual benefit in that? What can you do for me? Nothing. Get the fuck on.
Mm-hmm. Facts only. You're not wrong. And I feel you with that. I have a very small team because I cannot trust. I've been abused many times throughout my journey of media, so I definitely feel you with that. But you live and you learn. You move forward and you become capable. You become able to just do the shit. So I definitely feel you with that. But now that you kind of seasoned, you know what I'm saying? You a little seasoned.
A little bit.
You a little seasoned. Bit. You know, we seasoned, you know, on both sides.
I've been marinating.
You know, Mary, you taste real good right now. So what what are some things you've learned, like, on your media journey? Like, what are some tips that you've learned as far as how somebody can be prepared to be, you know, a brand, or how someone can be prepared to be an artist worthy of even paying attention to?
So the first thing that I would tell anybody that I learned the hard way, never be afraid to put you first.
Mm.
Never be afraid to invest in you. It's a lot of people out here that's gonna take your money and tell you what they can do for you.
Mm.
The whole time you're doing nothing but investing in them and getting 2-3 minutes on the stage. When a lot of this shit that people are charging you to do, if you really study, you could do for yourself. Now, granted, I'm blessed enough to have people around me that want to pass the knowledge down.
Mm-hmm.
But invest in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody going to believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
The situations before taught me that I didn't do nothing but show people that that's what I was worth. and it take two. Mm. I don't care how genuine I was. I don't care how honest and loyal I was. I still wasn't honest and loyal to me because they played over me and I allowed it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you know, never be afraid to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Because when you put yourself first, you show people just how much you are worth to you. And if you ain't worth shit to you, how can you expect them to value you at anything?
Come on, chemistry. Come on.
No, for real.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Now, baby, I'm worth all the melanin in my body. You hear me? I'm worth, and you know, melanin worth more than gold.
Period. Y'all, chemistry been dropping some gems, okay? And she ain't lying. She ain't lying about the gems. Mm-mm. I definitely appreciate the transparency with everything you've been through. You know, people need to hear that because the journey ain't easy. All they see is you happy on the mic or, you know, on you at the event. Yeah, they don't know all of that other shit that goes down.
Motherfuckers don't know when motherfuckers run off with your return of investment. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't know about that. You sit down, you make deals, and I'm one, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? My first go-round with anybody, I treat it like my edibles. First one always free. You feel me? So we can sit down, we can have a discussion, and we can talk about paperwork. Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to trip if ain't no paperwork brought into play because I'm really watching to see how you is. If I can't trust your word, I can't even trust that piece of paper.
Definitely not.
I don't give a fuck how many signatures on there. If I can't trust your word in the back of my mind, you're going to find a loophole through that piece of paper too. Mm-hmm. So with that, it's just like, okay. All right, you show me you can't be trusted. You show me you can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I'm saying? Even though I felt like it was a loss for me, it's not a loss for me. God was showing me, like, you can't fuck with everybody when you get these blessings.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these blessings are for you, and let me show you who you're supposed to share them with. Mm-hmm. Because I just want to I know what it feel like to be in a hole. I know what it feel like to be in a dark place and to be alone and to not have nobody to help you pull you up out of there. I know what it's like to have to drudge and pull yourself out of a hole where it seems like you're never going to get to the top. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that in transparency, when we bridge in the gaps, we're supposed to be what we needed, not what we had.
Absolutely.
So I go out here trying to be what I know is missing in the industry. Mm-hmm. But it ain't that it's missing. A lot of them motherfuckers doing this shit on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they literally doing this shit on purpose. So God had to put me back in that hole. Mm-hmm. And be like, all right, now when we come up out of here, you learned your lesson? Yes, sir. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Okay, you ain't going to do that shit again?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I ain't going to do it again.
Facts only. Because
the next motherfucker run off with something that belonged to me.
Minka.
You hear me?
No, you definitely not lying about that. So, I'm ready to get to one of my favorite parts of the show, y'all. You already know it is... 10 minutes of honesty. Okay, 10 minutes of honesty. Chemistry is uncensored as fuck. Mm-hmm. Y'all think I'm uncensored? Way more uncensored than me. We had a long trip back when we was in Vegas on a plane ride, and the conversation was, it was very intense for me. But I feel like I couldn't.
It was.
The look on my face. But I felt like I couldn't, but I swear to God, I don't think I could have had that conversation with anybody else and feel that comfortable. Mm-hmm. You feel me? To say what I was saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can't share that shit with everybody, but that just lets you, when I say,
yes,
this is my girl, like, my sister, like, in the media and outside the media, like, this is my girl.
We
so
locked in.
I could talk about shit with her that I can't talk about with everybody else. I think I got like 3, maybe 4 girls like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? And 2 of them are in media. Mm. You and Jay.
Yes.
Me and Jay talk about every motherfucking thing. That's my bitch right there.
Shout out to Jay. Shout out to What's the Word.
Yes. Shout out to the rebrand humble. Before we start the 10 minutes of honesty, I got to shout my girl out because she put me on the whole play about getting Rich Bell ENT down to Revolt World, you feel me? And we got to the, I didn't make it all the days. I only made it to day one because Auntie be a little tired and I got a little sciatica pain right here, you feel me? So, but the first night we went, we saw Manny Fresh, Turk, Juvenile, Uncle Luke, and Moneybagg Yo in concert.
Yes.
And my girl said, follow me, and we follow her, baby. When I looked up, we was at the front of the stage.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It was a big, it was nice. Rich got to perform while we was down there, and she got a lot of work there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Jay.
Yes, Jay.
I'm supporting you in the rebrand,
yes,
sis.
Jay.
Let me know what we could do.
Yes, Jay, definitely.
I love you, bitch.
going crazy. She definitely works hard, and she has a long history in media, yes, you know, between New York and Chicago. Yes. So definitely make sure y'all tap in with Jay Marie, What's the Word TV. They holding it down. They holding it down for the Midwest, yes, but specifically for Chicago.
Period.
Love that. All right, so is you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, bitch. I'm ready. Hold on, let me take another shot.
Go ahead and get your sip. Let me take another shot.
Shout out to the tequila, because...
Shout out to the man at the liquor store that gave me this bottle for free.
Because she looked good. You hear me?
He gave me this bottle for free. It's some Mexican tequila. I'm drunk. I ain't going to hold y'all.
Yeah.
Man. I didn't drunk my cup. It's I'm drunk. So
yeah, I'm drinking mad straight. I got a little bit
it's
left.
It's some Mexican tequila. That shit hit me a little different.
And you know what? I tried some new Mexican tequila last week.
Casamigos. That's some other shit.
I was watching this video. They talking about like all the tequila that we be drinking. They say that shit really fake. Like,
I believe it.
Because I went to the liquor store and the man was like, this is the hottest tequila in Mexico right now. Now, they dumbed it down because it's over here in America. Thanks. But it's literally the brand where the worm be at the bottom. And they tell you not to eat the worm because it's going to fuck you up. Baby, that shit was so good.
I believe
by the end of the night, I was drinking that shit out of the bottle. That shit was so good.
Man, that Kiki do it to you every time. Okay. I love it. Shout out to the Mexicans. Y'all know how to get me drunk. Okay, first question.
It's finna get real. Wait, I got a question. Can I do a little bit of a live?
Yeah, don't.
Okay. I didn't know.
You can definitely turn the live on.
Because I want them to see this part. I feel like this part, this way it's going to get definitely fun.
Turn the live on. I don't know where you can I mean, unless you want to. I don't know. It's kind of far.
No, I can't see the comments. I'm a little blind. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to be able to see the comments. We're going to sit this right here. That's what we're going to do. I'm ready when you is.
Okay,
we're
going to sit
this right here. I'm going to tag you at the end.
First question. Should everyone have a one-night stand?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Okay, so sex is not as technical as people make it. Granted, yes, sex is an exchange of energy, but you have to choose to exchange that energy. You know what I'm saying? This is why men can have sex with multiple women and not get attached, because they choose not to. For the very first time in my life, I had a one-night stand where I chose not to exchange energy. Best night of my life. And more so because I walked away with my power. I didn't leave it with
him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely think everybody should have a one-night stand, but not until you can honestly say you have control over that choice of the exchange of energy. A lot of women say they do, but they don't, because the minute they, and I'm not judging nobody, because I used to be one of these girls.
Yeah.
The minute they lay down with a nigga they in love. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, no, sex can be sex, or sex can be an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. You have that choice. You just have to make, you have to make it.
You're not wrong.
That's it.
You know.
But I definitely think everybody should. It's a thrill. And I mean a real one night stand, like, somebody you don't know, somebody you never met,
see again.
You fuck them and then you get up and you leave. I'm talking about doing that to a nigga will fuck them up.
You're not wrong. I'm a drink to
that shit will fuck a nigga up. Like, when I tell you, the man kept saying, like, no, don't leave yet. I'm trying. No.
I had a one night stand find me on Facebook. Because I used a fake name. I had a fake name that night. I had an alias. And the nigga found me on Facebook. So... yeah, but it was a power thing. It felt good to be like, okay, I'm gonna see your ass again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like Robin Givens in the game.
Period.
When she fucked what's not Derwin, what's Malik. Malik. And he was like, where you going? She was like, mama gotta sleep in her own bed. That's how I felt.
And she did the same shit in Boomerang with Eddie Murphy.
You feel me?
When
like,
she left that money on the dresser. The
power
come
is
on
much
now
different.
Like, come on now.
I'm not saying go
women
out there
hit it
and
quit it
fucking
too.
Willy nilly. That's
women
not what
hit
I'm saying.
It and quit it too, though.
But at least try the experience once if you're single.
Ooh, we love it. We love the honesty. Okay, next question. Oh, you moving the phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't need to see them. I just need them folks to see me. I wouldn't want them to see us. Damn, okay.
Oh, wow.
I feel like they're going to see me.
Okay. What is your favorite position? Sexually.
I don't know. Damn, they can't see me now. Let me see.
They can't see you. They can only see me.
Okay. I be caught in between.
Talk about I be caught.
I do because I love me a good back shot.
I be caught in between.
I love me a good back shot. You know what I'm saying? But I really feel like back shots give the man control. That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. When I want to be in control, I'm riding. I'm riding. I'm talking about on my toes, flat footed, on the split. Y'all don't let this ass fool y'all, okay? Don't let this fat girl shit fool y'all. I'm riding frontwards, backwards, baby, and don't let him be no strong nigga that can really hold it up. Cause I done fucked some skinny niggas, you feel me? I done rode some skinny niggas, and the riding is different because I be scared I'm gonna break them. Honest truth.
How do you ride a skinny nigga?
That used to be my favorite.
Do you have to have a little bit of like hesitation?
So it's not even hesitation. Like with a skinny nigga, I try to, you know what I'm saying, stay on my feet to keep the weight off of them. You know what I'm saying? But if you a thicker,
got a little meat on snicker, meat on them things.
Oh, baby, hands in the chest. I'm doing splits. I'm spinning around. My right hand, too, guy, y'all. I've only slept with this man twice. We really was trying to, you know what I'm saying, do something like together. 2018. Mm. He ended up going to jail 2019. He's been in jail since 2019. Every time I talk to him, he talked about the last time we had sex. Because I'm talking about forwards, backwards, on a split, spin around, all that shit. Don't let this ass fool y'all.
Okay, purr. We love it.
This ain't nothing but, what they call
more cushion for the pushing.
Not even cushion. This is more, you know how archaeologists, they got to dig for the good shit. You don't just find the good shit sitting out there alone. I need me an archaeologist, because, baby, if you dig, you're going to find...
Let me shut up. Definitely. I love me a good back shot. Not gonna hold you.
I love them too.
But I feel you with that also. I more so ride dick though. Well, anyway. Next question. Next question. How long does good sex last? I be getting a lot of different answers for this.
Okay. So it is. Because with a partner, if it ain't, how can I say this? So, I am one that sex myself a lot. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I have no problem with that. If I don't know my body and what I like, how can I teach anybody else? Right? I can get myself one and done, like 3 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Me, personally.
By yourself.
But let a nigga give me 3 minutes.
Okay. It's a problem.
I'll say a good session, like 20, 25 minutes. Okay. If you really trying to do it, you know what I'm saying? 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
If the sex lasts longer than an hour, I'm sorry, ladies. Your pussy is trash. It is trash. Because one thing that I know, okay? Now, I'm going to explain it to you just like this. No woman wants this.
That's an hour and a half straight, okay?
Now, if you got good coochie, a nigga gonna do that to keep from coming.
Yes.
You feel me? But even
you know, pull out and eat this motherfucker.
If he doing this for an hour and a half straight and he don't come, your shit
it
trash.
It ain't it. It's not it.
Because like, if I take over, that nigga ain't nothing for 45
that
seconds.
That nigga nothing.
That nigga ain't I will let a nigga do him for 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I get that nigga 3 pumps in a swirl, Gripmaster 3000, and it's over with.
It's the grip master.
It's over with. I'm talking about motherfuckers get stuck like a dog in heat. It's over with.
It's the grip.
It's the point blank period. Motherfuckers gonna get stuck like a dog in heat.
You're not wrong, though. But yeah, I definitely don't want to have sex for no hour and a half. You feel me? Like,
cause
it's just too much, G. Unless you really keeping that pussy wet, which is rarity.
They don't.
It's a rarity.
They don't.
I'm going with it. But I think good sex, is like 35, 30-ish minutes. I think that's good.
I say about 20, 25, because, and I'm not saying it like that, but the only time I have ever, like, went for hours and hours and hours when I was playing with pills. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my nigga might pop a little half and do the damn thing 3-4 times the whole night. Mm. But sober? Hell no. Boy, if you don't get this shit the fuck over with.
can't.
Matter of fact, let me help you.
Damn.
Squeeze. Oh, damn. Why my favorite line is stop, stop. You gonna make me come fast. That's what I'm trying to do. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired.
Dead. I am dead.
You know you gonna want something to eat after this. And you're not finna have me stretched out for no hour and you think I'm gonna fix you something to eat.
I
no.
can't. I don't know. I mean, shout out to that man. Shout out to that man. I'ma just drink to
shout
that.
Shout out to that man.
When you know, when you really rocking with somebody, you'd be surprised how many times y'all can have sex a day. But yeah,
I'm not even against multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. But if we're fucking for hours, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong.
What's going on? Why you not there? Why you not there?
What's going on? Why you not because, there?
Because,
I feel like men do that to me because the first time we have sex, I always love my man. Like ladies,
the first time you have sex with a man, they not gonna do too much because they want to see what you can do. Mm-hmm. But I love mama niggas a lot. Mm. Like they gonna do their little 1-2, but the minute I get to doing me, it's over with. Curled up, fetal position. They over there sucking the thumb. So now they got a point to prove. You feel me? Now they want to beat me down like a porn star because that's the only way they can last at this water park.
Big her. Next question. At the Splash Mountain.
You hear me?
Name your biggest regret.
Getting married.
Damn.
I'm divorced now, though, but...
She didn't get married. Damn. Why? Why was that a regret?
I wanted to be married, but at the time, I wanted to be married more than I actually wanted the marriage. Like, I just wanted to be married. Mm. I knew that nigga wasn't for me.
Damn.
And it's I'm not going to say it's no shade, because he know he need to stay the fuck away from me forever. He know that. Like, for real, for real. But it's no shade because, like I say, it take two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he told me he wanted to get married, but I also know he a fly-by-night nigga. Mm-hmm. So the same day he told me he wanted to get married, later on that night he could have changed his mind, and right. I knew this. Mm-hmm. But I still went along with it and ended up getting my heart broke.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's my biggest regret. Mm-hmm. Getting married. Mm-hmm. Chasing love.
Will you ever be married again? You think you'll ever get married again?
When the time is right. He's gonna be mad. Because
fuck that nigga.
No. I'm gonna put it out there. Right now, it's some shit going on, you feel me? Because a motherfucker about to get married. Not me, a motherfucker about to get married again, but they prolonging it, and it's simply because we made an agreement that we would never get married after this went left. So right hand of God. However, I'm hell no, you had me fucked up. Because if the right man come in my life,
it's a wrap.
It's a fucking wrap. And bitch, I beat your ass about him. You ain't gonna be able to do shit to get me up off my good black man. Okay?
Oh shit.
Okay. So that's my biggest regret. And I said getting married because getting married was the end result, but it was chasing love. I spent a lot of my life chasing love because I felt like that's what I was missing.
Yeah.
And I really wish I would have focused more on my career. You know what I'm saying? I would have focused more on financial literacy.
Yeah.
Things like that. Because now that I'm an adult, I see those are the important things.
Facts.
Not 2 + 2 = 4. You know what I'm saying? Not Uncle Tom there from back in 1912. Yeah. None of that shit is important. What's important is knowing how to survive. Mm. And we are in a money world.
Facts.
Money is needed to survive. I feel like I'm from the old school, and I don't mean like the 60s, the 70s. I'm talking about the people that the colonizers came and took the land from.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Back then, they didn't have no money system.
Yeah.
You grew rice, I grew corn, facts. We shared crops.
Facts.
Because we loved each other, and love was what made the world go round, and that's really how I think. Mm-hmm. If I love you, or if I feel like it's enough love, ain't shit that I can't do. And I let that be known, and motherfuckers know how to stop me now. We gonna pull the love away. You know what I'm saying? So I just wish I would have focused more on financial literacy and things that you actually need in adulthood.
Yeah.
Because baby love don't pay the bills.
So don't get married, basically.
I'm just talking shit.
I'm just talking shit.
If anything and you tell you that nigga ain't right and you ain't supposed to be doing it, don't do it.
My next question. Name your favorite childhood memory. These questions are just everywhere. I don't know what to tell you.
You're gonna be surprised.
You about to make me cry.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, disclaimer. Today is the 5-year anniversary for Delectable Doja, my edible company that I started.
Congratulations.
Today also would have been the 47th birthday of my big brother. I started it intentionally today because of that. I feel like certain things I do keep me closest to, you know what I'm saying? But my favorite childhood memory would literally be any time before I was 7 when my brother was still alive. I've never felt more protected, more provided for. Like, when I say, and I hate to admit it like that, my brother would slap a bitch about his little sister. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was girls chasing my brother, and if I didn't like them, you wasn't nothing more than a fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God truth. You know what I'm saying? So, anytime before I was 7 years old, it's my favorite childhood memory. When my brother was still alive, was still big family. He had 2 of his children. Mm-hmm. One was on the way when he passed, mm-hmm. but he had 2 of his children, and we did things as a family. We had family functions, you know what I'm saying? Like, the boys would come over to our house on the weekend, or I would go to my brother and his baby mama house. And let me not say his baby mama, because that's my sister. Blood couldn't make us no thicker. Mm-hmm. When my brother died, she stepped up, and me being a little ass girl, I was 7 years old when my brother died. She stepped up and she became that big sister that I need. I got a blood sister. Mm-hmm. And crazy, her birthday just passed too, and she passed away. Mm-hmm. But in the city, when my brother died, mm-hmm. I didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nobody. My parents were still working, shit like that. So I was like a lonely child. And my sister was a big factor in that not being the case, because mm-hmm. she would come get me on the weekends and take me to her house with my brother's kids, or we'd go to her people's house where it was other kids my age, shit like that. So,
Nice.
I miss my fucking brother. But again, shout out to Rich. Shout out to Mr. Rich Bell. I call him Rich personally, but that is not his name. Meeting Rich is, and I kept telling him this in New York, like, he reminded me of my brother, the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he dressed, the way he moved, how mm-hmm. quiet he was. Like, but more importantly, the way he loved me and handled me with care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that, I love that the most about Rich, because sometimes Rich can be a little fiery. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he can sometimes. I haven't seen it personally towards me. Mm-hmm. But to know that people look at him a certain way, and to know how he treats me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like my brother never left. Mm-hmm. And I always ask myself, like, what would life be like if my brother was still here? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know what it would be like if my brother was still here, because Rich showed me that on the day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Traveling, working together, getting money together. Mm. That's what my brother was about. You know what I'm saying? Keeping me focused, keeping me on what I need to do. So I have to shout out Mr. Rich Bell, bro. I love you. I love you. I'm really about to cry. I love something, because I feel so alone in this world. And it's crazy, because it's a world full of people. I got family. I've always had people around me, but that's the worst type of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Because people don't understand you. They don't even try to understand you. I'm different. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like everybody else. I'm not out here worried about no money. I don't care about having on the latest shoes. I don't care about none of that shit, because none of that shit made me. None of that shit ever stopped me. I'm still living. I'm still thriving. Mm-hmm. I wanted love. I wanted, you know what I'm saying? I wanted people around me. I wanted to feel loved. And even though I've come across people in moments where, you know what I'm saying, it was okay. It felt like it wasn't real. It wasn't genuine. And I just thank Rich, because no matter what, I know I get on his nerves. I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying, like, I be stepping on, I be striking them chords, but he always handled me with care.
Yeah.
And he made me feel like my big brother never left.
Shout out to Rich. Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely.
Shout out to Rich, definitely. You definitely got to have people in your life that, you know, really give a fuck about you. Not just their temporary, people that are long lasting. So I definitely feel you with that. I definitely feel you with that.
My bad, boo, because it's turning in longer than 10 minutes.
That's okay. Shout out to Chemistry for the 10 minutes of honesty. More like 15, but we're going to roll that. We're going to roll that. So,
I
So, you know, 2023, we rolling into a new season, and, you know, you did just come back from Revolt World, and you've been doing a lot of stuff this year. So what are some things that you want to accomplish before the end of the year?
Okay. I'm glad you asked me that, because that has been something that's been on my mind. A lot of times I know what I want to do, but I'm not really certain on how to start them or how to get them done.
Yeah.
But my goals for the end of 2023, and I'm not even going to say new year, I'm going to say the spring, because that's when new life is brought on our, you know what I'm saying, on our mm-hmm. surface. I would definitely like to have my own space.
Yeah.
I've been running my show out of Empire Radio Club, but it's been a nice little break since we've had our own space. Mm-hmm. So I would like my own space for in these streets, you know, something not too major. I would like to, I ended the lab, okay, fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. I wasn't even telling nobody, but I want to be on the radio station that I started myself. Empire Radio Club nice. Has a sister station.
Yes.
I'm not telling the name just yet, because I really want these artists to be heard. And yeah. I know when my name is attached to things,
they be hating a little bit.
You feel me? So I would like a space to not only do my interviews, but to run my station out of. And I want media to be my sole income that provides what I need. Any other stream of income would be play money, fuck off money, save money. But I really want media and what I'm doing for myself and for these artists to be what pays my bills. Those are my goals. And I'm ready for my man, y'all.
Okay, my man.
I'm tired of being an independent woman, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wasn't built for this shit. I've been a princess my whole life. My daddy took care of me. My brother took care of me. Like, I'm ready for a man to come take care of me. I'm gonna take care of you too, baby, but I'm ready for a man to come take care of me.
Drink to that, because shout out to that man. But I feel you with that.
Shout out to that man. Y'all shout don't know. That. That man, my brother, too.
That man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to that
Shout out to bro. You know what I'm saying?
Because he definitely handles business. But I feel you with that. As an independent woman, together. I'm definitely learning how to allow a man to take care of me. It's the first time in a long time. Probably since college. That was last
hard.
Time. So I feel you with that. But once you get it,
you don't want to accept
my life. I'll tussle about that nigga.
Again, shout out my big bro Rich, tussle because he literally sets the bar.
Yeah.
And this is how I had to look at it. There is nothing that I can't ask him for. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I do, mm-hmm. but there is nothing that I can't ask him for. Mm-hmm. The trips, the work, all that shit he do because he believe in me. And if a man that is not my man, not fucking me, because Rich is not my blood brother,
right,
but he's my brother. Mm-hmm. If a man is not my man, not fucking me, and he can do all of this because he believe in me, mm-hmm. who am I mm-hmm. to allow a nigga that ain't doing shit access to me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he literally set the bar. And once I got around him and really saw, you know what I'm saying, like, the treatment that I always knew I was supposed to be treated this way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But once I got around him and really saw this treatment, I mean, they can't do shit for me but give me some dick. For real. If you not coming about me how my brother coming about me, you a waste of my fucking time. Honest truth.
Period. Definitely not wrong. Definitely not wrong. Rich and the whole Rich Bound family, they a whole vibe, definitely.
A vibe.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'll be married in soon. chemistry. You definitely got to let the people know, you know, where they can tune in, tap in with you. I don't know if you're taking any more clients, but if you are, where can they do the thing?
Just so y'all know, interviews are about to start back. And it's so crazy. Because when you announced that you would stop interviews, I was like, damn, this shit is really like teamwork.
It's timing.
Like, tag in. You feel me? Because I'm about to start back with my interviews.
Yes.
Right now, interviews are $50. Mm-hmm. Because y'all want this platform.
Studio ain't free.
You hear me?
Promo ain't free.
You hear me?
You ain't wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Interviews are $50 right now. But you can follow me on Instagram at Chemistry 101. She gonna put that right here. Because it's a lot to spill. She gonna put it right here. Y'all gonna be like, what? No, hold on. She just gonna put it right here. You can follow me on Facebook at Delectable. That's D-I-I space Lectable. You can follow Facebook and Delectable in the streets. N-D-I-I-Z-S-T-R-E-E-T-Z. And, of course, y'all got to tap in with Delectable Doja, Instagram, and Facebook as well. Can I get a couple shout-outs?
Yes. We love shout-outs.
So, y'all already heard me talking about these people. Make sure y'all go follow 290 Mo Podcast and all of his pages. Silent Homie Mo Presents, Mo Game, and Mo Visions, all of that. Make sure y'all go follow Empire Radio Club on every platform. Make sure y'all go follow P World Management on Instagram. Make sure y'all go follow Rich Bound ENT on Instagram. You feel me? And by the way, we got a show. Shout out to my brother Rich.
Yes.
I done had my hands in a couple shows, but this is the first time where I really felt like I was a part of what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So everybody know Rich be doing these trips. We gonna like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 trips a year. You know what I'm saying?
It's the count for me.
You know what I'm saying? It really depends. But he always likes to reach out and bring somebody so that they can see how I move.
Yep.
Now, a lot of times it don't work because motherfuckers get back to the city and they get right back in motion with the motherfuckers that they, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. they want to fuck it with.
Mm-hmm.
That's neither here nor there.
Right.
We bringing it something new. We got Road to South by Southwest on the way.
Yes.
So we are about to pick one artist. We're doing a series showcase, which means there will be multiple showcases, and we actually are turning it into a reality show, so there will be episodes that we're about to get launched for Road to South by Southwest. We're going through 6 weeks of artists, 10 artists each week, one winner each week. After that, the top six will compete for the number one spot, and the number one spot gets a free all expense paid trip to South by Southwest with Rich Bell ENT.
Okay.
They get a feature with Rich Bell ENT.
Okay.
All artists involved will get a in the day of the life, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. type documentary to be a part of the show, as well as second and third place winners will receive interviews on ME Streets.
Yes.
And the newest, I'm not telling y'all because they like to steal stuff. And I'm sorry, Pillow Talk Podcast. I love y'all. I love y'all. It ain't no beef. But these folks out here like to steal my stuff.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? We got a new show on the way as well to partner with In These Streets. And the third place winner will get 30 days of radio play.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's lit, y'all. It's bussing. It's bussing.
Come get y'all interviews. Come get y'all edibles. Showcase, and then make sure y'all check out the Dynasty Room as well.
Absolutely.
Last but not least, I have to shout out DJ Swag. He owns Empire Radio Club, and he is one of the only ones that, from where I started, that's still with me. You feel me? Like, and I know it's because he believes in me. He's been doing nothing but teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
His goal when I started, he told me this, was for me to be able to do everything I'm doing with him on my own. But like I said, I'm a loyal person.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like if I don't have to do it on my own, I don't have to do it on my own. So I just want to thank him for all the gems that he's dropped in my ear and all the love that he's shown me. Because you can't get rid of me, nigga. You stuck with me for life. I love you, bro. So make sure y'all go follow Empire Radio Club. Pop out tonight if you're going to be in the Westchester. I'm lying. That ain't Westchester. In the Hillside, Berkeley area. We had Dream tonight. And then after I come from Joe's with P World Management. Y'all, they keep me busy. Before we get up out of here, let me see that cup.
I don't know what she did, mate. Let's see.
In honor of the Delectable Doja 5-year anniversary, and this ain't new. I was doing this before everybody else was doing this. We're going to take a shot of what I like to call pack a punch. Oh. This is syrup. Equivalent to, let me not say equivalent. Waki ain't got shit on me. Period.
It's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah, this is syrup, and you see how little I put.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Okay.
That's literally all we need.
I trust you.
I literally have 4 of these left. And I started making these like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but you know how shit go. People be funny and weird, so I lost my plug, shit like that.
Mm.
And then other people started making it. So let me see.
That's a lot of juice.
I know. Baby, I know. It's a lot of juice for a reason.
Kim's trying to fuck me up, y'all.
It's not even going to be that bad, I promise. Okay, I just got to stir it real good, y'all. Because if y'all could see, the Calypso ain't even clear no more. It's not secret. It's white.
Well, for one, I definitely just want to recap again, having my sister, my media bae, Chemistry in the building, y'all. It means so much to me to be in the media world and have somebody that I can really connect with. Listen, I know sometimes it may seem like y'all ain't supposed to be connected, but don't let the outside people hold you back. We all on the same team. We all down to collaboration. I'm always down to collaborate. So
this was divine because I actually saw Robin the night before I left to go to New York.
Right, at Corey's. Yes.
I had no clue that it was even her.
That's
until
crazy.
After she came to New York and I followed her and I saw the picture and yeah. I'm like, bitch, this was you. I walked right this past her, y'all. I walked yes. right past
that's
her.
That's crazy.
So okay. That's how I know it was divine. I love you, sis.
I love you, sis.
This is to taking over the media game. Yes, her. We about to eat, period.
Ooh.
Sip on that like some wine, baby.
Yeah.
Sip on that like some wine. This ain't no joke.
Woo! Okay.
This ain't no joke. Look, she let me take one more.
Stop playing with my girl Chemistry.
We love it. Y'all come see me, especially if you're in the Chicago area. Come see me. I show love. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Follow, share, comment, subscribe, whatever you want to do. Oh, I did forget one thing. In These Streets on YouTube, you can go check out all of my interviews that I have up so far. What I call season one.
Okay.
I'm working on getting season two together, and I'm learning a lot more about the industry. Like, I went back and I watched some of my interviews, and I have to apologize to the guests that came on before because I really didn't even understand how much I was over-talking them. And I don't want to say over-talking, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
you learn. You learn.
And I had to, you know, I went and I watched, I'm like, damn, they didn't even really get to finish their sentences. And this is me being honest with myself, you feel me? So my first interview for season two, so much better. You feel me? Shout out JTE Mixtum from the legendary 35th Street Studios. You feel me? That's my first interview for season two. But yeah, I'm excited to grow and to glow with y'all. You feel me?
Yes.
Come see me. Come holler at me.
Absolutely.
And to all my In These Streets people that's going to be watching this when I share it, y'all tap in with my sis.
Absolutely.
If y'all,
Absolutely.
See, y'all see me sharing her shit all down
Absolutely.
My page,
tap in.
Interviews are closed right now.
Yeah, we're done for the year. We're done for the year.
But when they open
Definitely
back up,
tap in though.
Tap in with my sis.
For sure. Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate you for coming on Pillow Talk Podcast. Make sure y'all tap in with my girl Chemistry on all platforms. I'll make sure that I drop all of her at pages and socials so y'all can follow my girl and keep up with Indie Streets. Okay, hopefully Pillow Talk will make an appearance on there. Y'all might see me pop up on Indie Streets.
Pillow Talk, you feel definitely coming.
We definitely might pop in on that one. But as always, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to Pillow Talk Podcast, voted Chicago's top podcast of 2023. Sending love and light to all of y'all on this day, man. We lit.
I love y'all and your outro. I love the outro track.
Oh, you bang that.
Yeah. But I don't play. But y'all, look, hop in Robin and Bob. Hop in the Pillow Talk Podcast here. And tell her y'all want to see her co-host in the
Y'all wouldn't be ready for